USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate is expected to vote Tuesday on advancing a sweeping elections overhaul bill dubbed the For the People Act. It's a piece of legislation that has no support from Republicans and some Democrats, like West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, wary of supporting it. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said his party will give the bill no quarter.
They made abundantly clear that the real driving force behind S1 is a desire to rig the rules of American elections permanently in Democrats' favor. That's why the Senate will give this disastrous proposal no quarter.
And the president of the NCAA says he's committed to supporting name, image, and likeness benefits for student athletes after the Supreme Court ruled that the organization can't enforce limits on education-related benefits. The court ruling against the NCAA in a suit brought by a former athlete who argued that caps on education-related compensation violated federal antitrust laws. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. Energizehealth.com.
COVID vaccination rates have plateaued in the U.S. over the last few weeks, with just over 65% of American adults having received at least one dose. That means President Biden's goal of 70% by July 4th is likely to be missed. HHS Secretary Javier Becerra says America will get there. He tells ABC News that it's important for people to go get their shots in order to lessen the chances that new variants of the virus can spread.
It should come, and we're going to continue to do everything we can on our end to make it possible. The vaccines will be there, the efforts will be there, the outreach will be there. We need to see Americans get vaccinated, because now we're seeing these ominous trends with these variants of COVID-19, which become more dangerous because we never know if one of them is going to be mutated into a strain that is very difficult to contain and not or is able to escape some of these vaccines. And so more and more, Lindsay, what we want to do is get people vaccinated, because the more we're vaccinated, the less likely these variants could take off.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Some rioters arrested during violent protests in New York City last summer are having their charges dropped. Tim Berg reports.
Hundreds of alleged looters and rioters busted last year in protests over George Floyd's murder by police have had their charges dropped. That's according to new data released by the NYPD. In the Bronx, which saw fires in the streets and mass looting in June 2020, more than 60% of arrestees have had their charges dropped. That's according to an investigation by NBC New York. Jessica Betancourt owns a Bronx eyeglass store that was looted in 2020.
I think it's just disgusting. It's outrageous the way we're getting treated. No one made an effort to even come to the stores and say, you know what, can I get some surveillance? Can I get some fingerprinting to see if we could catch these looters? No efforts were made by the city.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Sources in the DA's office say in many of the cases, the evidence was not strong enough to secure a conviction.
And the Trump Organization has sued New York City after it ended its contract for a golf course at Ferry Point Park. The city terminated the contract following the January 6th riots at the Capitol, alleging that the former president incited the riot and was therefore in violation of the contract. In the lawsuit, the Trump Organization argued that New York Mayor Bill de Blasio had a pre-existing political bias against the former president and used the events of January 6th as a pretext to terminate Trump-related contracts. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.